Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
My name is Joseph Richardson, and I play the bongo.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come
out.
Out.
I love this thing up. I love this thing up.
Giddy up.
This is the Possum Hour theme. Indeed, the theme to Dallas, which I actually watched that program. Not that anybody gives a fuck, but I watched it for a few years. Right in the middle. Jack Davis. Is that his name? Jack Davis. Is that who's the artist? Jim Davis. Great cowboy actor. And a bunch of other people. And the girl with the nice cans. Well, welcome to Friday Night Possum. It's a program that is obviously on Friday nights. Part of the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, wherein you'll listen to such gems as Possum Hour on Mondays at the same bat time. And during the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, who we join with to wish a happy 100-and-something birthday to Jack Kirby today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jack King Kirby. Oh, yeah! I missed him on the way down.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing. Gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J.
Here.
Author.
What a crowd.
Right, man, we haven't done a Friday in a month, man. In a month. Well, I'm wrong. I said it was 200 something, 202nd birthday if he was alive. And if he was alive, he'd be like so old he probably couldn't, you know, he'd be drooling or something.
I want to wish that on anybody.
Right. And it was 2 days ago, so really, you know, kind of missed the boat. Sorry, Jack.
Okay.
One of the greats. I just ordered a book, as a matter of fact, by Jack Kirby. Called Challengers of the Unknown, and is this comic he did before the Fantastic Four that's supposed to be what he based the Fantastic Four on. So I'm looking forward to getting that, right, in the mail.
Oh, interesting. All right.
And you know how these things are delivered, and they get there real fast, you know, it just blows your mind. I don't know, a couple months ago at the sneakers, you know, 3 days later, on a Sunday, U.S. Mail delivers them to the house.
Okay.
Not so with my Kirby book, which I was really looking forward to, man.
Ain't that the way it always is?
And it's like, I was like, well, said it could come Wednesday. Well, that's probably a little optimistic. Thursday. I didn't even get any mail today. I didn't even get junk mail today, man.
Check
zero
your porch.
I did. A couple times. I kept looking up. Where's my book? hopefully it'll get here tomorrow. I'm not holding any hope out for that. I just think it'll probably be like Tuesday or something.
Oh, you know. You might.
But, you know, it gets there so quick you can't even, your head spins and then.
Oh, yeah.
Actually want it to get there and it don't. That's life, man. That's
Bummer.
The, what do you call irony of life, right?
The irony of life.
Irony. You can see the irony. You got a plug?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't know if I have any plug music, but.
That's right. I'm not sure what it's going to be about.
Okay. But he's got a plug anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, I almost forgot, Eminence Front Radio. And Eminence is going to be doing a 50-50 show. Thank you, Ford. 50 the top hit 50 years ago. It's tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. 430 Possum Blues. So check that out, kids. Always a good time. There you have it.
Or, yeah. Alrighty. Oh, order of business is at hand. I think I might have repeated myself again here with the blow up, but that's okay. Not like I have my finger on the nuclear button or anything, you know. Although,
thank God for that.
It is kind of a virtual nuclear button in a way. So. Anyway, kicking around the house by myself, and I think to myself, I says to myself, hey, how about that song, All By Myself?
All
That's
By Myself?
Annoying piece of shit. The one where the guy's crying, he's like, oh, by myself.
All crying song.
The guy.
Poor bastard.
I thought I would do the right thing and put him out of his misery.
Yeah,
that's all.
Good. See that?
You know,
you're a good man.
I'm trying to do good.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, with great responsibility goes bigger electric bills, which isn't that great.
Yep.
With that in mind, blowing up. Who's the fucking guy? Eric Carmen.
Oh,
Eric Carmen!
All right, take it easy, son. I just want to ask you a question. What would you rather have, a shoe full of dollar bills or two socks of fives?
I'll take the two socks.
You got them.
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
Good boy, Larry. Attaboy.
And making love was just for fun.
Hey, what happened?
Those days are gone.
Hey, Larry!
Living alone.
Back there, I'll find you. I'll get over the
bed. I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mo.
We didn't mean it.
Doughheads.
Pull the string.
Shit, fucking clutch. Fuck you in the ass.
A bad little kid moved into my neighborhood. He's a bad boy. He won't do nothing right. His report card don't look so good. Around the house and play that rock and roll music all night.
He's a bad boy.
He put some facts in teacher's hair, put chewing gum in a little girl's hair. Now, Junior, behave yourself. He buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand.
He's a bad boy.
Every time that he gets, woo, he's off to the jukebox, man.
He's a bad boy.
He worries his teacher.
Everybody in the lounge is reporting that they did poop today, so we should probably have a pretty happy and content crowd out there. Which
I'm
is
offended.
Nice. What, but poop?
Uh-huh. It's awful.
Yeah. It's awful. It's not a, you know, it's like, you know, butt dirt, and it's no good. It's
butt
stinky,
dirt.
And you don't really want to deal with it. You know, your best hope is you have one of them clean ones where it's just like, you know, whoop, and then one wipe and you're done.
Done. Over with.
Wish I had room for a bidet, though. You know, that would be the pitch, man, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I hope this poop news you got for us, too, later.
Oh, yeah. There's all kind of poop going on. Man.
Okay, all right.
Weird news must have been on vacation because I came back here and wham, got all kind of weird shit to worry about here. And it's time for the roll call, Ted. What do you think, buddy? Ready? Okay. Well, first off, we're bringing it, boy.
All right. Hey, Zed.
Man, he's good. This dog, this dog knows he's born for showbiz. Yeah. Okay. And guess who's back, Ted? It's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. Oh, he said he was worried about you. He missed you. Okay. And it wouldn't be a show without Dr. King. So we're finally having a show. Yeah.
Finally.
And it's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect. Yeah, you heard me. Ford Prefect. Is that all you have to say? Okay. You get him going, and it's like, you know, he just can't stop. Oh, look who's next. Jeez. It's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Remember Maggie C? Maggie C. Yeah. Good. You're a good boy. Thanks for coming, Maggie C. We've been missing you, too. We've been missing everybody on Fridays. We haven't been here
before.
Yeah,
you catch that right.
Crazy time. We did say Ford Prefect, right? Right, Ted?
You sure did.
He didn't want to, that's all he has to say on Ford. You know who else is here, Ted? GT Trenton.
GTO.
GT Trenton, GTO. I think Ted might be done barking.
He's exhausted, poor thing.
No. You must be getting old, boy. You're tired of barking?
There you go.
No,
there you go.
No, he's not tired of barking. All right. GTO. All right. Good boy. And there's RJ Gumby.
Hey.
Sinister Minister, Finance and Parking. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, GTO. And there's the herd mentality.
The herd mentality. Hey, herdy.
What?
Herdy gurdy, man.
Welcome back. Herd mentality. And, of course, not to mention, Ted, the dog.
Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Ted.
There you have it, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello!
got an apple up here. Watch your step, one-legged toe, dancing around on his toe. Throws down his crutch and hollers, let her go, and then it hail, hail again, all here for the Alabama Jubilee.
Point there was talk of hiring the Cheap Suit Serenaders as the house band.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Yeah. That's good music, dude, man. There.
Yeah, that's a toe tapping kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your messiah now? Yeah.
I didn't know I had. No.
I don't think I ever heard it.
I know. Maybe I uploaded it one night and I forgot why and never came to fruition. I got the Belko thing. For no reason. You know, it's just on there. I don't know what the...
Bill Cole!
What's the deal with that? Speaking of what's the deal with that, and we've been talking about this crapola for probably 10 years now, but well, these algorithms are stealing our souls, man.
Oh, yeah.
Get on.
Oh, yeah.
Online. Apple Cheeks is here.
Woohoo!
Welcome,
Sweet
Apple
Alex.
Cheeks.
Sweet Alex in the house.
Get something a little more kicky here.
There you go.
There's a Friday Night Possum background music thing there. All right. So these algorithms and whatnot, they're reading my mind. So boy, did they come up with... if you would judge me by my Facebook activity, I guess you could say this about me. So it's
all right.
They summed up my life in T-shirt form, and there's nothing that says, you know, sums up your life better than a fucking T-shirt. Am I right?
You got that right. You got that right, sir.
So it's got a picture of... I would assume it's a whiskey bottle and several glasses, and then it says at the top, never underestimate an old man, meaning me, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And underneath the drawing, it says, who loves whiskey and was born in November. What?
There you go.
What?
Uh-huh.
I'm not ordering that shirt. Well, okay, and besides the fact that they spelled whiskey with an E, go fuck yourself. You don't know me. You don't know me, T-shirt algorithm. You don't know me.
That's how I prefer to spell
it. Well, see, the only whiskey I really drink anymore is scotch, right?
Yeah.
There ain't no E in scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay, there you go. They don't know
so
you at all.
They don't know me at all.
They don't
the
know
fuck
you.
Out of here. No. You think you know me, but you haven't got a clue. To coin a phrase. So,
just because they know you were born in November, they're going to make up shit. The bastards.
Yeah. They read my file.
See,
I think the thing on the E is... The guys who invented whiskey were the Irish, the freaking Irish, not the Scots. See? And
okay.
The Irish spelled their whiskey with an E. And the Scots come up with their own type of whiskey, which is totally different than Irish whiskey.
And it's English.
So they said, we're not going to put an E in there, and that way we're going to set ourselves apart from the other whiskey.
Well, Francie solved that problem in her book that she wrote.
You spelled it both ways?
Sometimes, yep. Sometimes it's with an E, sometimes it's not with an E. You should read this thing, Commodore. I should mail it to you.
Canadian whiskey has an E. I believe there's another whiskey that doesn't have the E. Japanese whiskey does not have it. They don't utilize the E.
Yeah. All right. So. What are they?
And Japanese whiskey. Well, they know how Japanese know their fucking booze over there. They learned from the Scots. They had Scotch and they went, holy crap. Well, whatever the word in Japan, Japanese is for holy crapoli.
Uh-huh.
They said that. They said, we got to figure out how to make this shit. So they went. They brought Scotsmen over, and they went over to Scotland, and eventually they're one of the biggest producers of whiskey without an E. You can't call it Scotch, but it's like Scotch, Japanese whiskey.
All right. There you go.
And this boring piece of whiskey trivia history brought to you by Natty Lights. I am sitting here drinking a Natty Light. Happy birthday to R. Crumb. Oh,
R.
we got
Crumb.
A caller. This discussion may or may not benefit from this caller. That remains to be seen.
Interesting.
Where's my phone, man? Where's my damn phone? Where's my damn pants? Have you ever said that aloud? Like, where's my damn pants?
I don't believe I have.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, man. You're drinking a natty. I'm drinking a Budweiser. It's a butt wiper. It's pretty bad, man. But I love this conversation. You guys are right on the money.
There you go.
I'm in a band called Whoopi Goldberg's Lips, and I agree with what you said earlier about O.J. Simpson as Nuremberg in that movie, The Naked Gun. He was incredible. He was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally agree with that. You were totally on the money.
He killed it.
He was amazing. He was great.
Okay.
And if you ever want to come see my band, Whoopi Goldberg's Lips, I'll be playing in Atlantic City at the Trump Taj Mahal.
All right. I dig it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was, he said, that was a bunch of baby angels getting their wings ripped out by the roots. And it was very painful. Talked about the algorithms. We talked about, man, I'm a man of leisure this week again. This is crazy.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything going on this weekend.
Enjoy it.
I'm gonna try to talk the gang into having Rookstock on Labor Day. I never have a fucking gig on Labor Day. So.
No call for characters on Labor Day, I guess.
No, and you know everybody's having picnics and whatnot, but it's mainly just family stuff. I think is why you don't want. Outsiders. Not so much like church picnics or something like that.
Right,
you know, it's more like family.
You're right. Family oriented. It wouldn't hire.
Yeah, I've been idle on Labor Day for many, many, many moons. Now, on Memorial Day, I'm always at in Cincinnati. But Labor Day... I'll just be kicking around the house. I get that damn TV mounted this weekend. How about that?
There you go.
Had the dang, had the mount for a month. I was afraid the dang Chinese tariffs would raise the prices on, so I went ahead and jumped on it. Get around to it. And I want that damn book tomorrow, man. Everybody say prayer for me. And I'll get my book.
I already did. I got my rosaries out for your book.
I'm sorry, thoughts and prayers. Send your thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Care of Commodore Decker's book, 60609. And we'll make sure you're on our prayer list. Absolutely. And please send cash, because, you know, I don't need checks bouncing on me. You want to do another quickie? Because
I love the quickie. I
thought that guest was good. I was gonna talk about R. Crumb and how, like, man, his cartoons. I don't think millennials would like his cartoons.
No, not at all. He had a thing for very fat women. He loved fat women.
Well, thick.
Yep, thick.
Thick. He liked big asses
very
and big
thick
thighs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he married a fat,
you know,
they could
have
thing.
Yeah, not weird.
Yeah.
But I had a book, Mr. Natural. I still have it.
Yeah.
And my first wife insisted that I burn it.
That shit.
Yeah. It had. Well, it could be considered child pornography. I don't know. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very common book, so don't raid the house or anything like that. I think it's Mr. Natural number one, and if you read the story with Big Baby, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yes, this will be on the
Big
quiz.
Baby.
Yep.
Big Baby.
Big Baby. Oh, man. That's rough stuff. So I pretend that I hid it. I filed it under, like, the X-Men or something. I should have filed it. Still haven't.
Well,
I never thought it was that.
I know.
Because you had to hide stuff from the old lady, you had to hide stuff from the kids. Now it's like, who gives a fuck.
Yep.
All my dirty secrets are out. All my shame is public knowledge. So anyway. Yeah, R. Crumb, definitely some weirdo shit, man. That's what I'm talking about. All right, a quickie. As advertised. Get it? Thank you.
rocking along with that. I love you. You know you were. You know you were.
That wacky Ray Stevens.
Uh-huh.
He's every comedy host's dream. Him and Red Peters. I think they're the same guy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, that wasn't for 3 minutes. That was only like 2 minutes and 30-some seconds, man.
That was a quickie. Get you in the mood for 3 minutes.
That was to get you primed up for this next feature of the show here, which
I cannot wait for.
It's a biggie tonight. It's the big mama. It's funny. It's 3 minutes. It's annoying. You'll laugh. You'll cry.
Uh-huh. It will become part of.
You might pee a little bit.
Miss it.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, you might poop. That's right, kids.
Everybody poops, as we established. Yes. It all comes back to the poop.
You missed the poop talk earlier, GT. Everybody's bragging on their poops today. In Canada, 3 minutes is 2 minutes. How do you figure that? Apple cheeks. International Dateline or some shit? Who is that? What the bat?
Time is relevant.
All right, well.
Time is subjective.
It's
I'm even fucking along with this, with the background music.
Yeah, I know. I was getting lost in it myself.
Uh-huh.
The beauty. You can't go wrong with Herb Alpert, man.
Oh, no.
He's a fucking dude.
Don't forget about the Tijuana Brass, too.
Well, yeah. By himself, you know. With the whole brass, then. Whew. You're talking.
You could be a winner.
Awesome. There.
Hey.
What is it?
Maybe tonight. Somehow.
Kind of luck.
I think this game is rigged. I don't know.
I tend to agree with
because
you.
Tonight. So. Because of daylight savings time, 3 minutes is only 2 minutes in Canada.
Huh?
That makes perfect sense to me.
It does. It adds up. It adds up.
Whammies, no whammies. Ring any boy. Did we say it? Yeah, we said it. First point. Anybody? All right. Oh, shit. Ted's out of gas. This show's heading toward a train wreck that we call 3 minutes. We'll never get back. So, sit right back. Well, or this might be a good time for those of you with weaker bladders, or who may have had a big lunch. You know, take a break. Revisit the... Ted has not farted so far yet tonight, GT. I'm happy to report. But on the other...
Come on, Ted.
It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Hey-o.
Well, it is a special day indeed, as I am joined now by the divine Miss T, our Lord and Savior, King of the Jews. Am I leaving anything out?
Brilliant, great.
Don't push it. Donald Trump, you have had a busy few days. G7 meetings, ongoing trade wars with China, bedbugs.
Fake news.
Let's see. You also sent out a controversial tweet saying that you are the king of Israel and told a group of reporters that you are the chosen one. How you doing? You okay?
The news about me is largely phony.
Mr. Not My President. You're acting quite bizarre.
ruling like a loon behind your Twitter avatar. Of all your recent antics, this latest one's a pearl. Now it seems you think you're God.
Okay.
Whatever, girl. Your crazies on full display wish you'd just go away.
Take a vacay, hun. I hear that Greenland's nice this time of year.
Dreaming of walls while the stock market falls. And now you're shaming the Jews. You say you're the chosen one and I know what you mean. Chosen by the Russian Kremlin in 2016. When will this maniacal messiah complex pass? I hereby order you to get your head out of your ass. And just keep telling us lies and attacking allies. Go on, you king of fake news.
It's fake news. It's disgusting fake news. I read a front page story in the Washington Post.
You're making no sense, bitch. Why are you still talking? It's making me nauseous. Everything you say is bullshit. Yes, everything's lies.
I don't think anybody's done more than me.
Close your mouth, and delete all your socials tonight.
The president has said he is the king of the Jews. The second coming of God, the chosen one.
He's not really interested in helping mankind. When it comes to Bible study, he's way behind. He can't walk on water or give sight to the blind. But he can change a falsehood to a fact with his mind. When they crucify him in the news, he starts tripping. And he kinda speaks in tongues when his dentures start flipping.
Cheeto Christ, he's like if Jesus were pumpkin spice. Cheeto Christ, stupid czar. That tangerine colored
commissar. Wow, he prefers profanity to biblical psalms. But he can stop a hurricane with nuclear bombs.
Ooh.
He's praised by his disciples, so they've all been misled. And somehow he brought Mitch McConnell back from the dead.
Ew.
He golfs on Sunday, so at church he's not in attendance. And he makes 25 seem like the Christmas of amendments. He calls himself the second coming, I would have done.
Girl.
But according to these porn stars, he could not even come once. Don't you get it wrong?
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 Give him what he wants
don't
now.
Want.
Don't get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong. Cheeto Christ, Cheeto Christ. He's like if Jesus were pumpkin spice. Cheeto Christ, stupid czar.
I think I'm doing a great job.
Don't you get it wrong? Don't you get it wrong? Let me hear you sing now. Don't get it wrong.
Stupid czar. Who in the hell do you think you are?
God,
clearly.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
All right.
Well, no comment.
Rainbow comes through again.
Yet another divisive 3 minutes. You'll never get back. And it's the nature of the beast. What are you going to do? Nature of the beast. Yeah, that would be perfect for the Church of the Beer Battered guys.
Yeah. So I'll get Grenache right off the Grenache. Yeah.
Yeah. Get Grenache. Yeah. That'll make it.
Grenache is always number one. That goes first.
I thought that was a good one. Because, like, the last couple ones, he's doing parodies of songs I'm not familiar with. And although, you know, it's like, I kind of need to be familiar with the source material to dig the satire parody.
Yeah.
Anyway, breaking news. Here's a story that hit close to home for me. I believe I mentioned on Monday Night Show that number two son stopped by for a little snosh. I was going to say a snack and a nosh, so it became a snosh. A snack. Snosh. A snosh. Anyway.
That's how Sean Connery
would say it. Snosh. We went out for the snosh. And, since it was a Monday, the other Greek restaurant was open, not closed like it usually is on Sunday. So, we went over there, and then we realized that the Greek place that's open on Sunday, better food, man. Sorry, dude. I mean, because I've always rooted for this place, you know. But once they got rid of the schmelts, they used to have schmelts come in every day from Lake Erie, and they were so good, and they quit serving them, and all they
never
ever use is iceberg lettuce. You never had a schmelt? There's a little fish.
Never had a schmelt.
They deep fried them. They were really good. But, anyway, this story, he said, you want to go to Popeye's? Because they have a chicken sandwich that I want to try. And I said, okay. So we were going to go there, and then I was like, So anyway, this was on the fucking news, on TV and shit. This Popeye's chicken sandwich was a craze, apparently. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
People rushed to their Popeye's to buy these fucking chicken sandwiches. And they sold out of them. And like, there's a hankering for chicken sandwiches in this country. And Popeye's chicken.
God damn.
Fulfilled that hankering. Well, I guess there was some uproar over this chicken sandwich shortage. And this one feller down there at Tanner Say, I don't know. He might work at the nuclear plant. Anyway, he's suing Popeye's. And mainly, I think he's just pissed off at his. I don't know what he's suing him for exactly. But he's pissed off because some guy online. Oh, I see. He's suing for tire damage because of all the mileage he had to put on going from Popeye's to Popeye's looking for chicken sandwiches that he could never find. But he got scammed out of $25 because this guy online said for $25 I can tell you where you could get a hold of some of these chicken sandwiches because there's a location that's been holding back, you know, a whole bunch in the back of the joint. And boy, he got nothing for $25. Fucking obsessed chicken sandwich guy.
Yeah. This guy has a problem. they probably have an AA meeting type thing for chicken, Popeye chicken there.
People get arrested. Popeye's people said that they will be bringing the chicken sandwich back and they will prepare for onslaught of.
It's easier to get heroin. the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, you know, a good chicken sandwich. I'll tell you, he's got the good with the guys that hate the gay people, man. They've got a damn good chicken sandwich.
Yeah? Chick-fil-A. I never had it.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. Yeah, they hate gay people, man.
Don't
buy
their food. I prefer beef.
Yeah, not a red meat guy anymore, man.
No?
Shoot, GT, I got Popeye's. I could walk to Popeye's. I could walk to KFC. A Chinese. We got a Charlie's coming in, steaks thing.
Charlie's?
Subway.
Never heard of that.
I think it used to be Beefsteak Charlie's. Big Burger King and Tim Hortons. Wendy's, of course. Arby's. Man, I got everything. And I could walk to all of them. That's amazing. Almost every intersection in this town is a collection of either and or gas stations and fast food joints. And these loan joints. And these loan joints that'll give you some money on your title for your car. Bloodsuckers. Vote Social Democrat and I'll get rid of these bloodsuckers. I promise. All right.
Yep. Bernie.
Enough politics. That breaks up the family. Let's see. Oh. Okay. Oh, that's our poop story. So we got to save that for last. This one here. It's just a headline more than the story because it's really, not a story. The headline reads, "Man cooks pork chop that resembles Freddie Mercury, then eats it."
Jesus Christ. So there's no proof of it.
Well, he's got pictures of it, and it just looks like a pork chop. I don't see Freddie Mercury in his pork chop. I wish they'd let us put links in there. It's on, off of the Huffington Post.
Oh,
yeah. Derek Sims told reporters he's never had food that resembled a celebrity before. Wow. That's something, you know, it's a red letter day. I had to call the papers. There's a picture of it. It looks more like a young Bob Hope to me. I don't know where they're seeing Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury pork chop.
I see a Bob Hope pork chop if I see anything. I don't know. I wish I could share that
That's
with you.
That's great.
Have you ever had any food that looked like celebrities?
No, can't say I ever did.
Yeah. I had a salad once that kind of looked like that one Joe Besser from the Stooges.
A salad would do that.
It wasn't really Joe Besser because Joe Besser had passed away years ago.
I'm looking at it now on Google.
Oh, you got the Freddie Mercury pork chop?
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing young Bob Hope. I don't know, man.
I'm not seeing Bob Hope either. I'm seeing that. What the hell was that? That Mexican drug lord, that Capo. What the hell was his name?
I don't know. Chooch, Cheech, something like that. Juan Valdez.
I forget that guy's name.
Okay, everybody's looking at the pork chop now. So yeah.
It was the jackal.
Jackal the pork chop.
Whatever the hell that is.
Valdez. Yeah.
I don't see Freddie.
Did you have a pork chop with him on it? Is that what you're saying?
No. So I'm just saying that's who this guy looks like.
Oh,
the drug
pork chop.
Lord. Yeah, the drug lord was known as the jackal. I can't remember his name.
Oh, okay. I dig. All right.
There you go.
Maybe it isn't Bob Hope. I know who it is. Adolf Manju.
Adolf Manju. That's him.
Fucking Adolf Manju, man. If I've ever seen Adolf Manju pork chop, that's it. Now we head to Georgia. Georgia, that's one of the states down south, man.
Always something down going on south. In Georgia.
Well, there is stuff in Georgia, by gosh. In Gwinnett County, a police officer noticed something suspicious in the convenience store when his customer came in and requested free snacks.
All right. Doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, what this gal had done was borrowed her gun and a badge from a probation officer. A friend of hers.
A gun and a badge?
Yeah. So she's got the gun, I guess, tucked in her jacket and a badge. You know, she walks in, she's like, you know, need some potato poopies. All right, how about one of them roller dogs? How about a roller dog?
Anyway,
they busted her and they suspended her friend, but then she resigned. So she resigned in disgrace. So don't try to do this.
Some
how much
of those
is a fucking
people
potato
play with your guns?
Take it from the Virginian. Don't let any motherfucker touch your goddamn gun.
That's
a fact check. He'll tell you that. No, he won't tell you that. He'll just like make you fun.
You just know not to do it.
If you have half a dang brain. Now, we were talking about puke earlier, I think. Well, here's another one of those weird headlines. This is from Florida, obviously. Vomiting vultures invade Florida vacation home.
Oh.
A neighbor described the encounter as a vile, vicious, traumatic event. And I guess from reading through the story, it seems like one of the neighbors is feeding the vultures.
Okay.
They said bags of dog food and even a roasted chicken. This one neighbor. So that's kind of attracting
the damn
Popeye's
thing. Popeye's chicken. Was it Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Might have been one because they ran out of sandwiches. They've probably given them to the vultures.
That's right. Feed the vultures. Do you have to feed the vultures, kids?
So then these vultures are around the neighborhood and they started busting in on places and they'd puke and shit over everything, which was.
Don't vultures eat dead bodies? Isn't that their big thing?
Yeah. They're attracted to corpses and shit. You know, like the dead. They love the dead. fucking weird shit, man.
Throwing up.
They called the authorities to shoo these things away. Yeah. The fucking vultures, man. Terrifying. Puking everywhere. What's with the puking? It sort of stunk and it was like disgusting and. Well, okay, and then they're protected by wildlife. How could they be protected by the Wildlife Service? Haven't they been scotched in one of those executive orders by now? For crying out loud. We protect stuff?
They're vultures.
That's for pussies to protect wildlife.
Fuck it.
And the environment.
Don't feed them chicken.
For wusses, pussies, and libtards. Bastard. Hate them all. Shake harder. Fucking libtards. Okay, we did the fake cop and her snacks. Story real. What?
And her snacks?
Snacks.
Fake cop and her snacks?
No, snacks.
Oh, okay.
Snacks, not snatch.
I missed that.
Got a one track mind up there.
What's that story?
Okay. As bad as a vomiting vulture. This guy, or this lady, this is like Dr. Cake, man. Dr. Cake had tinnitus in her ear there. And this lady, she wakes up one day and she's got the sound, says it sounded like an ocean or something and rattling around in there. It's bugging her. So in the middle of the day, she goes over to the urgent care there. And the lady says, you got a bug in your ear of some sort, right?
Ah!
And so they come in, they get the tweezers, zircon-encrusted tweezers, and they pull out a brown recluse spider.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Brown recluse. If you've ever read about them, they are one of the most painful bites in the animal world.
Holy shit.
My buddy, two-handed Mikey, his wife got bit by one on her ankle, and she said it went all the way to the GD bone, man, and hurt like, you know, all blazing. So luckily, somehow, she didn't get bit. They got the damn thing out of her ears. She cool, man. But now she sleeps with cotton stuffed in her ears.
Yeah, I don't blame her, man.
I would,
Jay.
Too.
Yeah.
I would, too, man. I wouldn't be able to sleep, you know. Like,
well, there's that girl on that
crawling
show I was binge-watching, Raising Hope. The girl on that sleeps with pantyhose over her head because of fear of spiders crawling in her ears.
Well,
there
not so stupid.
No.
Not so stupid.
Now, where did this one take place? Because where are these bugs? And where did two-handed Mikey's wife get it?
They're in Kentucky.
All right.
This one in this story was Kansas City. So those things are probably all over the United States, I would think.
So think about that when you go to bed tonight, kids.
Yeah, no. I hadn't heard of them until Mikey's wife was telling the story about the things. She said that was like, well, she'd never had a kid, but she said it was like the most painful thing she's ever had to deal with there. And from the seriousness of her tone, I took her word for it. All right. A Popeye sandwich with a brown recluse on it. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Crunchy. You know, we're going to end up eating bugs and shit in the future. You know that,
right?
If you want meat, you're going to be eating bugs. That's why I'm training my fucking palate for the veggie burgers. Oh. Fuck all that rat meat and shit. You want to eat that stuff, you go right ahead, Jack. I don't know where that came from.
No rat meat.
Meat eater, you.
A bug sandwich. What a bug
Big
sandwich.
Boy.
I want a Popeye's
chicken
sandwich.
Popeye's bug sandwich with cheese. All right. Poop story.
Yeah.
Headline reads, Florida man who didn't flush toilet threatened griping friend with machete. Keith Mounts allegedly told Pasco County Sheriff's deputies, shit happened.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think that was the punchline. They put it in the. The suspect didn't flush. He was over this guy's other guy's house. This guy's fucking rude, man. He's like nasty.
He is
looking.
Rude. He's rude. What are you
like,
proud of it?
Looks like Manson or something. Yeah, I guess he wanted to, you know, save it for perpetuity or something. But he's over to the guy's house, and he takes a dump. And then when the guy, he says, hey. How about, a little courtesy here on the flush?
Sure.
The guy fucking whips out a machete. Threatens him.
See it? That's insane.
What is that shit? What the hell is that shit?
Yeah. Was bath salts involved?
They didn't mention that. The guy that took the shit in question is behind bars in lieu of $5,000 bond. And rightly so. And hopefully, he's in there flushing, you know, because otherwise that's going to be one stinky cell. I'll have.
You don't have your machete now, do you, you bastard? There you go.
Don't stop me. No.
Oh,
Now, back to our show.
This one goes out to Maggie C.
Maggie C.
In no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. In no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. In no sunshine when she's gone. And this house she'll stay no more. Anytime she goes away. Sunshine when she's sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. In the sunshine when she's gone. And this house you'll see.
You know. I gotta find a big cover of that.
I had...
That's one of his songs, man. It's just, you can't do it wrong. You can't do it in a judge. It's got to be a bad one. I got to hunt it down.
Oh, bad cover of it, yeah. Good song, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine. I mean, everybody knows that song. I got the original 45 in the collection. I saw that when I was just looking for shit. That I downloaded that in 2011 for the show and never used it. Probably thought it was too slow, too mellow.
Yeah.
Which tonight had kind of a mellow theme for 3 minutes, which upset everybody.
I feel it.
From that. You'll have that, man. But
for 3 minutes before.
How's that?
That's what 3 minutes is all about.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not like one of those things for the faint of heart.
Exactly.
Oh. Talked about all those silly, stupid things about guys not flushing toilets and whatnot, right? Hardy, har, har. Here's a fucking story this is like, I just saw this right before the show, and I was like, wow. I think I actually opened the window and yelled, wow, really loud.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, do tell.
This inventor, he's only 25, this kid, millennial. Gotta love the kids, man. I love these kids. This guy's from Kenya. 25, engineer. This is so fucking brilliant. He's invented gloves where you can use sign language and then it'll interpret it into speech, like a text-to-speech function.
Oh, okay. That's shit.
That's ingenious.
It is.
What the hell, man?
Cheap impersonators won't be on stage with the president. You just get the plug. There you go.
How are they going to... No, they'll still need that guy.
That was great.
That one guy, that was so funny.
Uh-huh. Nice security, man.
That was Obama, right? The guy. And then there wasn't there another one with Bobo. Didn't Bobo get nailed at one?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. What
it is.
How many people get that close to a world leader?
I'm the interpreter. Okay, guys.
I remember Obama guy was hilarious, though, because he was like, he's like doing it, snapping the fingers and doing all these birds flying and things and same as it ever was. All this shit. That funny stuff.
That is great.
Comedy. Real life comedy, man. Alright. Speaking of real life comedy, once again, I hope I'm not chewing my cabbage twice on this bad lad, but prepare yourself, GTO. It's time for the polka. But you might like this one. It's got outer space and beer drinking.
Ooh.
These are two things that I've always been a fan of outer space and beer drinking. So let's spare no expense. Here we go.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Stars. I'd search for signs of life on Jupiter and Mars, but I'll never be an astronaut, and the reason it is clear. I can't be an astronaut, because in space you can't drink beer. You can't drink beer in outer space. Can't get that bottle to your lips with a helmet on your face. You'd look as funny as a beaver. We're in zero gravity, so you can't drink beer in outer space. Perhaps I'd be a surgeon. That would be pretty keen. I'd remove gallbladders and kidneys and some spleen. But alas, it is true, that is not a job for me. I'll never hold a scalpel, you can't drink beer in surgery. Oh, you can't drink beer in surgery. Don't want your doctor drinking before your appendectomy. I must choose a vocation that doesn't deal with operations. You can't drink beer in surgery. Maybe I would be the best. All I'd have to do is drive real fast, and then I would turn left. But I'd be fired in an instant, and they wouldn't let me back. You can't be a NASCAR driver if you're swerving around the track. You can't drink beer and drive NASCAR. But if you're up in the stands, then you definitely are. But you can't be on the bottle when you hit that throttle. Though you can't drink beer and drive NASCAR. On duty in the army, 'cause you can't have a drunk driving a tank. If you want beer on the job, you can't be a fireman. If you want a drink at work, you should have joined a polka band. You can't drink beer in outer space. Can't get that bottle to your lips with a helmet on your face. You'd look as funny as can be drinking beer in zero gravity. Oh, you can't drink beer in outer space. Oh, you can't drink beer in outer space.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
That was a beauty. I'll tell you what, man. He hung himself in the lounge and everything, man. crazy, man.
Hey, why can't you drink beer in outer space?
You know, it's funny. I was just like during the, you know, like I'm, sometimes, you know, the songs, I admit the polka might be a little boring. You know? Right. So I went over to Facebook, you know, and looked around. So you think I see my news feed? It's got another t-shirt there. It says, it's got a picture of an astronaut floating in space and his beer bottle floating around. And it says, who doesn't love an old man that loves beer and outer space? Come on now. You're not going to tell me that's a coincidence, okay?
There you go. And born in November.
And born in November. I forgot that part. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad you weren't there at the meeting. All right. Born in November. And was born, that loves beer and outer space, and was born in November. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's narrowing it down. Oh, who knows?
Alrighty then. So, you working in the morning there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty then. We'll make it brief. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. We had a nice crowd tonight, man.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think, you know, if we're gonna whack one of these Monday or Friday shows, maybe we gotta stick with the Friday show. They seem to show up more for the Friday show.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Monday? Right. What the hell? They got wrestling on again? Big time wrestling against us? Because that's what, remember, there was like 3 years where nobody showed up or listened because of the big time wrestling. And then they took them off, and now we're back on. Then we're back on top. Now we're down, now we're up, we're down. Natty.
What?
Alrighty.
What are?
Oh boy, we ain't got much time left here, gang. And I don't mean the show. I mean us as a human race. Global warming is getting serious, and somebody's at least not our guys. Go out with a bang. Go out with a bang, right?
Yeah, go out with a bang.
All right.
Wrestling Mondays and Tuesdays.
Natties. Well, we'll be back Monday because, nothing to do. Sad state of affairs. Nope. I'll be here. You gonna be here, Rick Gumby?
Yeah, because I'm such a lonely boy, or whatever that song was when it blew up.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be all by yourself.
Get that crying baby in there.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Goodnight.
Energize!
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!